Well, you're listening to Classical WMUK 89.9 FM and streaming at our website, WMUK.org. The time is 17 minutes past 10 o'clock. And as promised, we're going to take a look at a performance slash nature walk coming up this Sunday, September 13th at 3 o'clock. It's called Migratory Music at the Kalamazoo Nature Center. I have two musicians on, three musicians on the line. One organizer, Betsy Start, is the executive director of the Michigan Festival of Sacred Music and has helped plan this event. And the musicians who will be performing are Samuel Lalangira, a world musician who is now, we're lucky to have him living here in West Michigan, and the wonderful Carolyn Keeble, a percussionist in many styles and a force in the arts here in Kalamazoo and beyond. I think I have all three of you on the line right now, so say hi if you would.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
That's so exciting. Carolyn, thank you so much for adding in all the calls and so that we can conference today safely about this concert. Betsy, I know that right now you happen to be in Elgin, Indiana. You're getting ready to run a race. So perhaps
Illinois.
Elgin, Illinois. I'm terrible at geography. Tell us about this. Put your Michigan Festival of Sacred Music hat on and tell us about this concert, this event.
Okay, well, we back in June when we realized we really couldn't do normal concerts anymore, it kind of freed us to think about what we could do. And I'd been doing a lot of walking at the Nature Center and imagining musicians at all kinds of little perches around the Nature Center, which became incredibly impractical when I thought about people swapping instruments out there and sitting amongst the mosquitoes and how far people would have to walk to actually hear them. But it was a neat idea, and we decided when we started talking with the folks at the Nature Center to confine it up to the Arboretum area. So it's the higher ground that's mostly open, and we have four different locations where there will be musicians up there, plus one roving musician. And the idea of migratory music, well, these particular weekends would be when the Nature Center would normally be having some sort of educational events about animal migration, and thought, well, you know, music moves around like the birds do, and we have music from all different places right here in Kalamazoo area. And one of the things we really wanted to do too is spend our funds that we have on, on local musicians, keeping the money in the community. And so it just seemed like a really, really great thing to do. And we have the groups that are performing are, of course, Carolyn with Samuel, who we have on the line here, but also Hazel Tree, the Bahar Ensemble, so Hazel Tree, a kind of Celtic folk, Bahar Ensemble, Arabic music, Norse Code, which is Karen and David Code doing Norwegian music. And then we also have Sid Ellis, the second, it will be a roving musician storyteller, just kind of finding people along the pathways and speaking to them or playing for them.
Betsy, I have to stop and congratulate you for this idea. I can't think of, it's been so hard to try to get, to feel like you're at a live concert when watching performances online. This might be the closest thing to feeling that presence of music in the air, connecting me with the musician and the players out in the open, so it's quite safe. You can distance. It's and you can rove a little bit if you you can just enjoy nature and music at the same time. So let me just again say that's just a great concept, Betsy, and I'm really glad that it's also open to anyone. It's at 3 o'clock Sunday. There is no fee at the gate or anything, although people are welcome to make donations. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. And I want to also make it clear that there is no hard start time. I mean, the musicians start playing at 3, but they're spaced around, and the idea is to wander, and what we don't want is a whole bunch of people trying to get in right at 3. You know, you can come later, come earlier and wander around and then hear the music start, however it works for you, but it's not like a program that starts exactly at a certain time. So everyone's playing at the same time. You just meander around.
I'm just looking at the forecast. It is Wednesday, so, you know, nothing stays the same necessarily, but the forecast is looking good. Highs in the mid-70s with mostly sunny skies and a 30% chance of showers, which an umbrella can easily take care of. Carolyn, you have actually found a lot of opportunities to play outside during this pandemic, and I know this is actually something you've had to prepare for during the summer and continue to do. Could you talk a little about making those changes and adapting to these new circumstances?
2 months is outdoor drum and dance classes.
Ah, yes.
And we just had a very fun gathering, socially distanced, at the Nature Center last week, and it was perfect. It was so similar to my experiences, you know, in my younger years when I was traveling and when I've interacted with this traditional music in its cultural geography. You know, it's very normal, actually. Playing music outside is super desirable, and merging and bringing the music, the vibrations of the music back into the vibrations of nature's symphony. And so much music exists because the composer has been inspired by nature itself. So for me, these are my favorite kinds of opportunities and collaborations. And I know Samuel really feels very similarly, that, you know, this style of music it's complemented by birdsong and, you know, by moving water and environmental sounds. And I, you know, absolutely love the idea of migratory music, and just the title of it is great.
Samuel, you're one of the most fascinating musicians I've come across in quite a while. You play instruments I've never seen before. You also dance, you sing, and you are drawing on a folk tradition from Uganda that I'm not familiar with. So would you tell us, Samuel, a little bit about your background and what brought you to Michigan?
Yeah. My background, I began doing music when I was 8 years, because there was a guy who was looking for the young, talented kids. Mm-hmm. Then he came across to our village. Then I was one of them. He took me to Mbalala. There was a school. The school was called Blandbaker. So I started when I was 8 years. Then when I turned 15 years, I became a music teacher, because I was learning so fast. Mm-hmm. I was one of students who were creating instruments. I could sit down and I think of something. Then I try it, even if my friends, they laugh at me, still I could continue going on and creating my own moves, and even when dancing, because at first I wasn't so much playing instruments. I was a dancer mostly, yeah, because I could dance, because in Uganda we have like 50 tribes, and each tribe has like more than one dance, so you have to make sure you learn all those dances within that school. So that made me to learn a lot of dances and to learn a lot of instruments, and also combining those instruments into my own style of playing. So then when I turned 15, when they made me to be a teacher, by that time I left that school, and I came to the capital city of Uganda, which is Kampala. Then when I came to Kampala, many groups were wondering, where this guy from, because no one knew me, but they were wondering things I was playing, because for them since they were living in town, they couldn't get enough time at the time I used to get. So learn all those instruments. Then they had become a very popular person in the cultural music.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to go, they had to put me on a tour to go in Europe. I went in Europe, let me say, I went to France, Spain, Barcelona, Leipzig, German. Yeah. So from there, then that's when I started traveling. Like, so now I started, but in 2010, I left the group I was, because at first I left the other group and I was at my own. Then in 2009, between 2009 and 10, then I became independent of my own,
mm-hmm.
Creating band and also creating groups and also getting kids from street, because I love teaching. So one day I was moving on street and I saw the kids on street and I was like, what can I give back to these kids? I was like, I have a talent, but I don't have money. So I started teaching. One of my friends, he's called Chinove, he's here in she was here in the U.S. He came to me, he talked to me about like teaching kids. Then I was like, that's what I want. Then I started teaching those street kids. Then after teaching them, they turned into good dancers. Then we brought them here in the U.S. in 2018. That's when we brought them. They started, then we did a tour. And it was my first time to come in the U.S., but I had traveled to Canada because there are so many schools I was teaching. So I traveled to Canada, China, everywhere. So then when we came here in the U.S. in 2018, it was Feb. Then we toured almost the whole U.S. Then on the same year, I went back to Uganda in May. Then when I went back in May, then we came back still in October 2018. Then when we came here, I told my friend, I was like, you know what? Now these kids, they have learned a lot, and now they are teachers, so there's nothing else I can teach them. Else now they're independent. Now since I have spent all my life giving, just teaching and giving back to the kids, now this is my time to focus on my music.
Mm.
Then when I stayed here, I called one of the ladies. She's called Deborah. She stays in South Haven. I told her I'm gonna stay here. And then also I called one of the ladies. She's called Latte. She's the director of Foundry Hall. I told her I'm gonna come and stay in South Haven. I have got somewhere to stay. And they were like, oh, you're welcome. Come, because they knew me. Then that's how I stayed in the U.S. But staying in the U.S., I had only like two instruments with me. Most of the instruments, I just built them here when I was here on my tours, because I couldn't go back to Uganda to pick all my instruments. So when I stayed in the South Haven, I had only two instruments. I never had even a loop. I never had anything. I just started from scratch. So that's when my journey started of performing here in the U.S. And so
that is
that's
a long and a convoluted story of becoming,
yeah,
as a young man being trained in the national music of Uganda and becoming a top Ugandan musician who toured everywhere. Then brought up the next generation of young dancers and performers, and now living in Michigan. Carolyn, I'm curious to know, you keep an eye on a lot of world music performers in Michigan. So when did Samuel Nalangira's name kind of cross your path?
Well, it didn't take very long because, you know, you're right. I mean, I'm always interested in when the world is in our own backyard, you know, that we can really interact with it and collaborate and find ways for that to mutually inform the cultural life of where we are. And Samuel's referencing Foundry Foundry Hall, Foundry Hall, yes, that became a nonprofit over in South Haven. And actually, it was a performance venue with Andrew Bemis, and then Lottie had taken that over when Andrew left the area. And, of course, prominent concert series for, gosh, 20-some years that I've played on many times, as have a lot of the area's finest musicians. It's really hosted an amazing tour schedule, and it just became difficult for them to sustain themselves year-round in that location, and they switched over to become a 501c3, and then subsequently were a host and sponsor for Samuel. And due to my kind of long-term communication with them as a venue, you know, Lottie reached out and made me aware of him and said, you know, are there any possibilities for performance or collaboration or teaching in the Kalamazoo community, which led me to immediately contact Betsy Start, because there was a Connecting Chords event coming up, one of the particular kinds of mosaic showcases that happen about once a year. And she graciously said, you know, sure, yeah, we'll give him a slot. And that was kind of the beginning of Kalamazoo falling in love with him. And from there, I invited him several times as our guest performer at the Kalamazoo College International Percussion Nights, and he got more connected with the percussion community. And what you might not realize about Samuel until you spend some time with him is that he's a master drummer and very, very deeply versed in Ugandan traditional drumming, which is nearly unheard of in this region. We have a representation and kind of an attraction for West African djembe and dundun ensemble music, but we don't have any expertise or knowledge base for the East African traditions, and that's been something I've really wanted to help Samuel share more widely, to educate and share these wonderful styles of drum and dance from the East Side. So that's still, you know, a developing work in progress, and now that he's a little more based in West Michigan, you know, I think we have hopefully ongoing opportunities to continue to develop that.
Let me remind listeners that we are talking about an opportunity to hear Samuel Nalangira, Carolyn Keeble, Hazel Tree, the Celtic Trio, Sydney Ellis, Norse Code, and Bahar Ensemble, all spread on the beautiful nature trails at the Kalamazoo Nature Center this Sunday at 3 o'clock in a free event. You're welcome to donate to the cause. It's a production or an event sponsored by both the Nature Center and the Michigan Festival of Sacred Music. I have a plan. I would really like to take a break and hear one of Samuel's pieces and give listeners a chance to hear just how compelling and beautiful his music is. But I know that if Betsy is still with us, that she is on a deadline. And Betsy, if you're still here, now is a good time to perhaps mention October events, so that listeners can get a quick preview of other things the Michigan Festival of Sacred Music is planning. You still here, Betsy? I think we've lost Betsy. Carolyn, do you think she...
It is possible she is in transit today.
She is in transit? Okay. Well, Samuel and Carolyn, stay on the line. I would like to play one of the songs from Samuel's album. And I will take suggestions. I can choose any one of these. Carolyn, I know you probably have some favorites, and Samuel too. We have one song in English that might be a good one. We Are Together, or On the Lake. I know that, Samuel, you were just loving Lake Michigan out in South Haven too.
Yes, I loved it.
Shall we listen to...
Samuel, what's your favorite track? What's your favorite song on Amayengo?
Oh my God. I don't know. I think... On the Lake.
On the Lake. Okay. We'll give that a listen. Please stay on the line, and we'll continue talking a little bit longer after this. Okay. All right, here goes. ¶¶ That is Samuel Nalangira and a wonderful song, On the Lake, from his solo album, which was released last year. And still on the line, I have Mr. Nalangira and Ms. Keeble, both appearing this weekend at an event at the Nature Center. The Migratory Music at the Kalamazoo Nature Center starts at 3 o'clock, and you can park and start walking and drift toward different stations for music. Samuel, that's such a good feeling. The tempo, the singing, the beautiful kalimba sounds. Your music is, it's got so many parts to it that all go together. Is that an original piece that you wrote, Samuel?
Yes. Yeah, I wrote that piece. So in my village, we have people who stay at the highland. We call them Abasese. So those people, they used to come from there, and they come to our land, and they take over everything. And what was behind that song, I was singing about Uganda, but people, they couldn't find out what I was thinking, because if you are singing something about Uganda, you have to, you don't need to think directly. You have to you have to do a song, because if you do it directly, so the government may be up to you. So I was thinking about, because when you look at my government, you can buy a land, and someone comes with money and takes away your land, pays the court and everything, and they take away something you paid for. So that's the story behind that song. Mm. So many people, they don't understand about that song until they approach to me and I tell them what's behind that song. So, but it's, yeah, so that's why I say, Bajang Bamazeko, they came willingly to take over everything, because the government we have on in Uganda, that's the government I was born on, up now that's the same guy is ruling. So we don't know whether we shall get a new president. So, no, yeah, so you have to be so wise if you are thinking something on that. So I bring it like both in the culture, like in as a folk song, but if you really focus on the story, if you really focus on the story and the energy I'm using, singing, that means that I'm not happy with the Abasese, the way they're taking over our belongings without being paid us, you know? So that's how I sang that song. Yeah.
And that song highlights two very distinctive signature instruments that Samuel uses. And Kara, as you mentioned, the kalimba type sound, I believe, is the akogo, which is a type of thumb piano used in that area. But Samuel, the string instrument that you opened the song with is a single bow. And it's very, very unusual. I know you said it's usually only played for the king. It's a special kind of ceremonial instrument, but you have the opportunity to learn it.
Oh, wow. It sounded like a fiddle.
Yeah, it's a fiddle. It's a Ugandan fiddle. But that's the most special instrument and the most difficult instrument to play, since it has only one string.
So it sounds like a singer or a voice. You can make it very expressive.
Exactly. So once you are playing that instrument, it's like you're singing. Sometimes that's why you can't, if you listen to that song, the part I'm singing, the fiddle is not supposed to play, because once it does, it's also singing. It's like singing, yeah.
Could I ask you, Samuel, what is it like to teach young people dance? I know that in Uganda, you say you grow up with dancing. Here in America, yes, we're not used to dancing as a, you know, way of entertainment, a way of passing the time. So I imagine that's very different when you have a group of young American kids and you have to get them to start moving and dancing. What are some of your tricks, ways to help them connect to rhythm?
Yeah, I think wait, can you repeat that question? I just want to understand what you said, I can answer that question.
Sure. What are some of the ways you teach young people to dance here in the United States?
Okay. First of all, one thing you have to do, before you start teaching a dance, you have to first talk to those people, or the kids, or the students, because there's the way types of dancing, the way you go, whereby you're gonna only do a show, showcase, whereby you're gonna only do a workshop, you know, for like one day, it stops there. But if you are doing like a production whereby you are teaching them a dance and they want to do that dance as a professional, and they're willing to take it to the next level. So for me, my first thing I do, I don't start teaching. I first sit down and I talk to them, and I also share ideas with them to see whether they're interested, and I make them to feel interested of that dances, and so I can show them how good it is to dance, to have those dances. So by the time I tell them, now we are going to dance, they're already excited because they know what they are going to do. So I think that's the only thing, because some people, they come to something without knowing, how am I going to be in this? Why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. Why can't I just stay home and I read books, you know? Because you've not explained to them why they are doing it and how good it is. Yeah. So I think that's the only thing we have to do. Like, if we sit down with them and we tell them, when you do this, this is good. Because for me, I've seen people who are really, like, people, they have everything, they have money, everything. But when it comes to dance, they always bring their kids to dance, because dance is one of the things that makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I come to you, I make you happy, and I'm happy, and you pay me, you know? This is for that. Because for me, even if I come on stage, even if you've not paid me, but you allow me to play this kid for you, I enjoy that, and I feel like, oh, I have overcome all my problems, and you're going to pay me, you know?
No, so, that you're right. You're right. That is how it feels, and no matter who you are.
So that's it. But if you tell them music, something takes away your emotion, something, you know, yeah, they can do that. They can learn. And I'm playing so hard that I get a chance of, like, teaching African music, African dances. I haven't done that here anywhere. But that's the most thing I love, because I love teaching dances, real dances.
My guest today, Samuel Nalangira and Carolyn Keeble, who are appearing with a number of other artists at the Migratory Music Event at the Kalamazoo Nature Center Sunday at 3 o'clock. Other performers include the Celtic Quintet, Hazel Tree, just got a text from Ginny correcting me, not a trio, Sydney Ellis II, Norse Code, David and Karen with Scandinavian tunes, the Bahar Ensemble featuring Middle Eastern music, and again, 3 o'clock. I'll just ask both of you any final thoughts before we hear another song from Samuel's album. I'll start with you, Samuel. What do you want to tell our listeners today here at the end of our time together?
What I would love to tell our listeners, I would just thank them for the supportive. Our music, and also they should know that we are here to make them happy, and we are always in the kitchen cooking new things coming up, and we are planning up to have an album, I and my trio guys, who's Carolyn and Nathan. So we are planning to have an album together. So because once I play with these guys, I really feel like I have gone back to Uganda, because now they are crazy with my music. They play my music and I forget even the chords to play. Mm. They're really good. So, so what I would tell them, they would always, I wish they could always continue listening to our music and share our music, and so that we can play around not only in Michigan, but we can go to other states to showcase our music. Thank you.
Your chance to hear Samuel Nalangira is Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Kalamazoo Nature Center. Your final thoughts, Carolyn?
Well, it's just a wonderful event, and I want to direct listeners to the Connecting Chords website. So this is a kind of reimagining of the Festival of Sacred Music, and they did a rebranding a couple of years ago to the concept of Connecting Chords to really showcase the mission of the organization, which is to bring diverse cultures and landscapes together under this umbrella. And it's just been an amazing asset to our community for so long to see world-class musicians from far-off places presenting their music at the highest level. I've seen you know, the world's premier Iranian musicians and choral players from West Africa, and musicians from within our own country and within now this year's focus, partly due in part to the pandemic, a focus on the music that we have in our own backyard and the fact that actually living in the place we live, we have musicians from Iraq and musicians from Uganda and musicians championing the musical styles of Ireland and the surrounding areas and folk traditions. Of course, the deep legacy of music that the Codes bring, both Karin and David bringing these Scandinavian traditions and incredible fiddle styles. And I don't know if they're bringing their Hardinger fiddles and nickel harpas, but you don't know unless you come. And I guarantee Samuel will have, you know, the adungu and these instruments he's built himself, sounds that will absolutely carry you to a different time and space. And if you need some respite and you need to just transcend the circumstances we've been living under for these past 6 months and you need to just free your spirit, and if you want to dance, just come visit us because we'll be hanging out. And I'm telling you, you're welcome to dance at this migratory event. You don't have to just be polite. And even as Betsy said, you don't have to show up on time. You can wander and roam and enjoy nature and enjoy music and hear and see a taste of the world, you know, in your very own backyard. So I'm really so grateful to Betsy and the folks at Connecting Chords for attempting to, you know, bring us some live music during this time. I think it's a really wonderful thing.
Carolyn and Samuel, it's been great to talk to you today, and I hope you have a wonderful time playing music for the crowds, the wanderers on Sunday at 3 o'clock is when it starts-ish at the Kalamazoo Nature Center. Details at the Connecting Chords Festival website and on Facebook. Thanks again, Carolyn and Samuel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
We all go through that, yeah. Remain positive, you will succeed.